Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Kylie Walczak, a host with Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm joined in the studio today by Albert Elias, a 30-plus year employee at the city of Tucson. Albert's a fourth-generation Tucsonan.
Yes.
And is currently working in the city manager's office, but has worked in community development and housing.
And planning
and the Department of Transportation.
Right.
We've invited Albert to come speak on Pedaling the Pueblo today because you just got back from a really exciting trip.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear what you found interesting and inspiring on your trip to the Netherlands.
First, it was a great opportunity because I'd never been to the Netherlands before and I had read about it. So it was great to experience the place and the people and all of those good things. I was participating in this People for Bike study tour. We had a chance to go to the Netherlands, to Utrecht, to Amsterdam, and also to Rotterdam. So it was a great experience. Had the opportunity to meet with local officials, both kind of government people, but also some folks from some community organizations, and to really experience the built form there and how that interacts with their transportation network and kind of what that means for the mobility needs of the people who live in these cities. And it was just fascinating.
When you got off the airplane, what were some of the first things that you saw? Did you see bikes right away or did you see cars right away?
Oh, that's a great question. One of the first things we saw, well, let me back up. We landed at the airport and we took the train from the airport to Utrecht, which is about a 25-mile trip. On the train, we got to see some of the ways that the train system is interconnected with other modes of transportation. So one of the first things I saw right by the train station, or by the airport and the train station, was they have these incredible bike parking facilities, and they're really overrun. They cannot handle the bike parking needs in proximity to the train stations. It's amazing. And this wasn't just at the airport. I saw this in multiple cities. It's a real problem for them. And they're
What a problem.
Yeah, they're trying to solve the problem. But it's a fascinating problem to have because that's not something we really have experienced.
I saw a graphic come out from the People for Bikes website, and it said Dutch people don't really bike all that much if you look at it in terms of mileage. And that's because they take a ton of trips, but their trips are all 2 miles or
right.
less.
Short trips.
Did you all talk about that when you were there?
Yeah, we did. So it's very interesting. Most of their trips are short. It's for a couple reasons. I think the people who live there have a very, I will say, human-oriented way of organizing their lives. Very different than what we're used to. And because they've prioritized the arrangements in their life around human interaction and the quality of those interactions, they've made locational decisions about where they want to live and where they want to work. And it factored into those decisions are the transport network. So they want to live and work close to the things that they need. And a lot of that is driven by what one community advocate told us was Dutch people are cheap. So this is not just a lifestyle choice. It's also driven by financial realities. But the combination of factors allows for some really interesting kind of arrangements. And one of them is that when you use your bike and you use the train system, you can get to 80% of the destinations that most people in those urban areas need to get to. Very different kind of system than what we're used to. But clearly, people are making conscious decisions to locate themselves in proximity to where they need to be and living a kind of a lifestyle that is focused on the quality of their human interactions. So they're making very specific choices to live this way.
This concludes part one of our interview with Assistant City Manager Albert Elias. The second half of this interview will air later on this month. This has been Peddling the Pueblo. Thank you for joining us.